Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. We are continuing in our series called Now Playing, where we're talking about how the collision of faith and film, where great stories often point to the greatest stories, truths in the Bible. We looked at Hamilton and want to share just over the next several weeks some things that I learned from the passage we shared as kind of inspired by Hamilton. Hamilton was the look at Alexander Hamilton's life, founding father of our country, and the one theme in his life is that he was never satisfied. And it drove him to great success, but ultimately became his downfall. So we looked at Philippians 4, where Paul talked about what it means to be content. And in the context, Paul was writing to the church at Philippi, where he was actually writing from a Roman prison. So here he is in prison, and they had sent a gift to him, and he's kind of saying thanks, but listen to his answer of how he says that. He says, "I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but had no opportunity. Now, not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned, in whatever situation I am, to be content." You know, when I think about what it means to be content, the definition means a state of peaceful happiness or in a state of satisfaction. I think that most people struggle with contentedness because we have a sin issue in our life. We are made to crave, we are made to desire things. When you put sin in that, it ultimately turns into something very negative. So instead of being able to truly enjoy what we have and feel complete satisfaction in what we have, we tend to look around and think, man, if I just had that, or if I had more of this, if I felt more of that. And that ultimately leads people to make decisions that can be very destructive. This is the thing. Being content has little to do with your circumstances, because there are people in life who have very little to nothing, who have extreme contentedness in their soul. And there are people who have much and are never satisfied, never experience a deep contentment. Here's what Paul is saying, that he has learned that no matter whether his needs are met or not, whether he has, you know, little or plenty, he's content. He's learned to be content no matter the circumstances. Think about Paul. In his circumstances, he's in prison, and yet he's content. He is saying to them, look, thank you for the gift. That really is going to meet a need in my life. Thank you. But I've learned that, you know, whether I have the needs met or not, I'm content. It's an amazing statement from Paul, you know, this man who, you know, was this incredible missionary church planting, you know, biblical writer. He's telling us, I am content regardless of circumstances. Isn't that interesting? You know, all of marketing is built on the fact that you and I crave. And there are times when, you know, we have to have more. The grass is greener. I've seen people make decisions to ruin relationships because they weren't satisfied with their intimacy or with that one person or with their spouse. I have seen people make decisions to go into great debt because they were addicted to having more and more. I've seen people leave great jobs because they thought, man, I'm going to get more satisfaction out of this next job. I've seen situations where people have made decisions that they truly regret, all based on the idea that I'm going to have more. It's interesting. Well, you know, we're going to look over the next couple of weeks about, you know, how it is that we become content. But this is a challenge to us that, you know, do we have contentment? Are we basing it on our circumstances? The people I've met in life who have the deepest, richest relationship with God seem to have this incredible contentment that no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, no matter how healthy they are, or no matter how much they struggle, when they're going through incredible joy or incredible pain, they seem to have this contentedness in their soul. I want you to ask yourself, you know, is that true of you? This is where we got to do a little soul searching. Lord, I ask that you'd reveal in our hearts, Lord, are we content in you? Are there areas of our life where we aren't satisfied? We look at other people who have more than us and think, I want what they have. Or we look at others and think, man, I'm so glad I don't live their life. Lord, help us to be content beyond our circumstances. Lord, teach us what it is that you taught Paul. Lord, we ask that in your son's holy name. Amen. Take a second and just talk to the Lord about contentedness in your soul. Until next time, God bless.